Thank you very much indeed, Susan, and good afternoon to you all. Thank you all for coming. If it's a special thanks, it's all started to the corporate tables, which Susan's already mentioned. In the course of this project, we did use an expert panel, which we'll touch on during the course of the session today, but it's nice to know that four of the panel are actually here today as well, and I want to thank you for that. That includes Elaine Henry, it includes Neil Warren, and myself and one other, which is Catherine Livingston, of course, who's going to be one of our panellists, of course, today. Thank you, Catherine. It's been a three-way effort to reach some sort of an outcome for what we call the big issues. CEDA, of course, as the head player and who did by far most of the work, but second would have to be the BRW magazine, for which my own company's had an alliance for a long, long time. So to both Peter Roberts and to Kevin Chinnery, thank you very much indeed for what's been an outstanding support to the CEDA project as well, and to my own company, Ibis, who did figure a little bit as well. My role really only for a couple of minutes is to give you an introduction to this project, The Big Issues, to give you some background feel for it before handing over to David Byers, the Chief Executive of CEDA, who will go much further than I will do today. So all I want to talk about very briefly is the why and the how of the Big Issues project, beginning with why CEDA did the survey in the first place, how it was put together, some of the surprises that came out of it, and a few words about business success if we've got time. But why did we put the survey together? Well, firstly, I think it's important to know that after 47 years, CEDA does have a very proud history of some very, very good research. But what's, of course, emerging these days, and thank God for it, there's a lot of competition for research. There are a lot of institutes and associations and universities now doing some really excellent research. And it can become a fairly crowded arena, begging the question, where does CEDA fit amongst all these issues that are important and that may or may not be covered by some of the other players? So that competition meant we had to rethink which direction our research is going to take. So it was thought that CEDA ought to take a longer view, in other words, 5 to 10 years out, to avoid being a me-too player, because there's no question that you can get a hot topic and it's done to death within sort of 9 months, and you wonder how on earth you've made any contribution sometimes. So we wanted to find out what were the most important issues facing Australia and the business world over the next 5 to 10 years. But in any case, as I've already alluded to, CEDA needed to prioritise its own research. I mean, we're an outfit of fairly limited means, of course, so we can't do everything. So we needed to prioritise what we're going to do as well, rather than perhaps coming up with ideas that sound like a good idea at the time. And further, because CEDA is probably well known for its conferences, where it does air an enormous number of issues with some really first-class speakers around the capital cities of Australia every year, that we thought prioritising issues facing Australia would also help the direction and the topics that our conferences might take as well in the year ahead. We also thought magnanimously that probably governments, both federal and state, would benefit from a survey that said, what are the biggest issues facing Australia? Because, again, governments will forever have more issues than they can possibly cope with, and I'm sure the Honourable Nick Greiner is going to probably agree with that at some stage. How on earth do you tackle all the things that they want you to tackle? So we thought we might help government to know what are the most important issues in the eyes of business. And finally, we thought that doing a survey like this each year would help the business world, again, being inundated with issues all the time, by being able to say, well, which ones should we worry about anyway and which ones need we not worry? How is it put together? Well, we did form an alliance, which you've already mentioned. My own company, Ibis, agreed to provide the intellectual property and the questions used for the survey. More about that in just a moment. CEDA created an online questionnaire to its members and was able to elicit 300 responses, which I think was pretty good. These days, any survey, if it gets more than 5% response, is considered a miracle. Well, we've got a lot more than that, I can tell you, pretty close to maybe 25 or 30% of the companies that are members. So CEDA was the second, and, of course, BRW agreed to run it as a special report, and you'd be interested to know that BRW, thank you, Peter, and thank you, Kevin, have gone to great pains to make sure you walk out of this room with a copy of the results for the BRW, which normally doesn't hit the stand until tomorrow morning, but you'll be able to leave this room with the BRW and its report into the big issues. So again, special thanks to BRW. And again, I would just make point that we do want to try and do this annually to make it a bigger and better and more thorough forum each year, because I think it is a very worthwhile thing to do. And for CEDA, with its very limited resources, what we're trying to do, I think, is to be, if you like, visible in the sense of, maybe owning's too strong a word, but owning the issues of Australia, at least getting together the biggest issues, knowing full well we can't tackle every one of them, but we think that is a contribution to the nation. Now, what paradigm do we use? Don't you love this word, paradigm or model? It's probably been done to death, but I can't think of another word at the moment. What we tried to do to find the issues was to use something we've used in my firm for many, many years, and that's a sort of a model or a paradigm of just how business works in this day and age. And I'm going to take you through this a little more slowly in a moment, but if we can envisage your own firm, anybody in this room, as having your own firm and treating it as being at the centre of a very big and sometimes complex universe outside, out of which are all the issues that are going to emerge that might affect your firm. Let's say the starting point for any issues project would have to be your own firm. Not that we are going to attempt to try and understand your firm, but what is the very first issue that surrounds a firm? Well, it has to be the industry in which you are involved. Now, in Australia, there are 465 industries you can be in, from growing oats to sowing it, if you like. And that's actually an industry too, worth 10 times more than sowing oats too, I can tell you. Growing oats, that's another story. But the first environment you're in has to be the industry in which you've decided to play. And knowing things like what's the world's best practice for my industry would be a very logical question to ask these days, as well as who are my competitors and everything else. But your own industry is the first one that is surrounding you and has issues, of course. Then you and all your competitors face six environments that directly have a cash flow implication. Now, the most important environment when it comes to cash flow is the marketplace, because it's the only place you can get revenue from. And understanding, therefore, the changes taking place in the market, the issues that are in the marketplace, is clearly a very, very important environment and therefore a very important set of issues. All the rest of the environments which you deal with a checkbook involve money going out, not coming in, like government, where you're paying taxes and fines, finance, where you're paying interest on your loans, services, because you're outsourcing a lot of your own functions, labour, because you're employing people and you're paying them, purchases, because you're buying in goods. So there are five environments which you spend cash on or money, and one in which it comes in. So there's obviously six other environments which are worth looking for to see what are the issues that might be bearing down on your firm. But then outside of that again, we identify four other environments which we might call influential environments. You don't do business with them with a checkbook, but you somehow know that they're going to influence your environments and somehow ultimately affect your own checkbook as well. And that includes the economy, which is the rest of the 1.6 million businesses operating out there, as well as yourself, and what makes the whole economy tick. There is a community of almost 21 million people as we speak today, and what makes them tick. There's the national resources of Australia, made up of two sorts of resources: the natural resources, which we hear a lot about these days, like mineral resources and agricultural, but perhaps even more important are your developed resources, like the human skills base you've got for your country, its intellectual property and so forth. And these days, of course, you make far more money out of your developed resources than you do out of your natural ones, because our natural ones only produce 7% of our GDP, whereas the developed ones go a lot further than that. And then finally, you've got the world of 218 countries and what makes them tick and how they influence us and how we trade with them and so forth. So they're the sort of environments, the 12 environments which we decide to have a look at and how they came together in a very logical fashion, because they all affect the way our firms operate. And the big question these days, and it is for anybody doing strategy in their own firm, what on earth do we need to know about them? And that's probably one of the hardest decisions a firm ever makes. What the hell do we need to know? And more importantly, what don't we need to know? So that, you know, we stop worrying about that. So from IBIS's business database, we carry 650 variables about those external environments, 650. And to get the 100 questions on which the survey was based, we actually went to our database of customers, and I don't know how many customers we've got. Rob Bryant will know in this room, but it must be tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of users on the end of PCs around Australia. But anyway, we wanted to find out what were the most accessed issues that Australian people worried about. And we picked out 100 of the most popular issues in Australia. That's on which the survey was based. And we came up with these 100 issues, and they're more fully explained, I think, in the notes that are at your table, so I'm not going to bore you with those. You can see how there wasn't an equal number of issues in each of the 12 environments, but this came out of our own consumer database, so it's pretty representative of Australia. And so that's how we found the issues that were to be looked at. What were some of the surprises? Well, the first thing one of the things we did do was to, in fact, aggregate all the results of these 100 questions into the 12 business environments that I've been just describing a minute ago to see which of them, in a very macro sense, were the most important. And I was quite staggered by these results. They're all scored out of 10 points, incidentally, in terms of importance. What staggered me was several things. One, that natural resources actually topped the list, and bearing in mind that includes developed resources like labour skills and IP, as well as natural resources like water and minerals and so forth, but that surprised me a bit. An even greater surprise was how close these scores were, and I was very comforted by that because it said to me that the business world seems to have a quite holistic approach to the outside world, where they regard all of the environments as being important. I mean, anything scoring more than 5 out of 10 has to be considered important. But there wasn't a lot dividing each of those up, and I think that's a real sign of maturity of the business world in Australia in 2007. We end up, of course, ranking the various issues. The CETA trustees, with their 300 responses, ranked them according to that list. They were the top 10 out of 100. Being water, and a lot of people might ask, and perhaps we'll hear a bit more about that from David, but you know, water, was that just a sign that it was a topic of the moment? Well, it would be interesting to see what the panel has to say about that. I'm not convinced that the breaking of the drought, so-called, has changed the water priority at all. In other words, I don't think it is purely topical that it hit the top of the list, because we still haven't got the dams half full anywhere in Australia, although we'll have a good wheat crop this year, and that's nice. But anyway, water, you know, top of the list, then global economy, et cetera, down through there. And it's not my role to go through each of those in turn at the moment at all. But what I wanted to highlight is that we did use an expert panel, which I've mentioned, four of the people are here today, of some 15 people, and their ranking didn't vary all that much from the 300 trustees. And I found that somewhat comforting that that was the case. In other words, were we terribly skewed in the CEDA survey or not? These were the three that, if you like, the trustees didn't have in the top 10. They were there, but not in the top 10, which the expert panel decided to put them into there and drop three off, which they've done. But I thought that was fairly comforting to have done that. So endeth the introduction, which is all my role is at this point in time. Again, I'll reiterate that, again, courtesy of BRW, you are going to be able to walk out with a copy of BRW in advance by at least some 12 hours or more. It now behoves me to move on to our Chief Executive, David Byers, to the microphone. Now, David's been Chief Executive for not very long at CEDA. He had to hit the ground with his legs spinning, as I recall, because he went straight into it with a flat-out agenda and hasn't stopped since. I don't know when he's last seen his family, but it was some considerable time ago. David, without any further ado, I'd like to invite you to the microphone. Thank you.